West Texas Human Smuggler Car Chase Ends with Fiery Crash in Border City. By Randy Clark on August 19, 2021. On Monday, Border Patrol agents in Laredo, Texas, received a report of suspicious activity involving a gray Dodge sedan south of the city limits. After locating and attempting to stop the vehicle, a pursuit involving multiple law enforcement agencies ensued. The driver of the suspicious vehicle lost control and struck another, ending in a fiery rollover crash. When the Border Patrol first encountered the suspicious vehicle, it was traveling toward the heart of the city on U.S. Highway 83 near the Webb/Zapata County line. Agents notified Customs and Border Patrol Air and Marine Operations to request air assistance as a precaution. In addition, Texas Department of Public Safety, DPS, troopers were asked to help. Shortly after locating the vehicle, DPS Highway Patrol troopers attempted to stop the vehicle at the request of the Border Patrol. The vehicle fled authorities and led them on a 10-mile chase. As the driver of the pursued vehicle attempted to execute a U-turn, he struck another vehicle, causing the suspicious one to overturn. The gray Dodge sedan immediately burst into flames. Several people were observed running from the human smuggler's vehicle after the accident and were apprehended by the DPS troopers in concert with Border Patrol. According to a spokesperson for CBP, six migrants were apprehended as they fled the scene. In addition, the driver was apprehended shortly thereafter. The Border Patrol assumed custody of the migrants and the unidentified driver was arrested by the Texas Department of Public Safety for prosecution. There were no injuries to any of the parties involved in the accident. The migrants were determined to be citizens of Mexico, Honduras, and Guatemala. Accidents involving human smugglers are not new for Laredo. As previously reported by Breitbart, Texas, human smugglers are increasingly fleeing authorities in the area to avoid criminal prosecution. The pursuits resulted in private property damage and, in one accident, the death of three migrants. This latest accident remains under investigation. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the Division Chief for Law Enforcement Operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on Twitter at Randy Clark.